This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sakkota with the news. The headlines first. Office of the Prime Minister directs Health Ministry to operate OPD services in government hospitals on public holidays as well. Government decides to accept grant assistance amounting to 5.13 billion rupees from various donor agencies and countries. Parliamentary committee endorses public service broadcasting bill designed to merge Radio Nepal and Nepal Television, and Israel recovers bodies of six captives held in Gaza. Now the news in detail. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has directed the Ministry of Health and Population to operate outpatient department OPD services in government hospitals on public holidays as well. The Office of the Prime Minister, issuing a notice, instructed the Ministry to make necessary arrangements to provide all health services, including OPD services, on public holidays. The government's instruction came after it received public complaints about health services not being accessible on holidays in the government hospitals. The Office of the Prime Minister has also asked the Ministry of Home Affairs to make necessary coordination and monitoring for the arrangements of services. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stressed the need for full conservation and utilization of land registered in the name of Nepal Children's Organization, also known as Bal Mandir. During his meeting with the officials of the organization at Simhadarbar today, the Prime Minister directed them to take harsh actions, if needed, to ensure protection of all physical properties owned by the organization in different parts of the country. Prime Minister Oli also called for ensuring proper care and facilities for the children. The government has decided to accept the grant assistance amounting to 5.13 billion rupees from various donor agencies and countries. Unveiling the decisions of the cabinet held on last Thursday at Simhadarbar today, government spokesperson and Communication and Information Technology Minister Prithvi Subbagurung informed that the cabinet decided to accept 23 million euros for the implementation of multi-sectoral nutrition planning program to be received from the European Union and 2 million euros from the UNICEF. Similarly, the government decided to accept 10 million euros for the implementation of the energy strengthening program to be received from the government of Germany. The Education, Health and Information Technology Committee under the House of Representatives has endorsed the Public Service Broadcasting Bill 2020. The subcommittee, formed to resolve remaining issues of the bill, presented its report to the committee. Then the committee approved the report after holding clause-wise discussion on it. The House of Representatives sent the Public Service Broadcasting Bill, which was originated in the National Assembly for merging Radio Nepal and Nepal Television, to the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee for clause-wise deliberations. Speaking during the deliberation on the bill, Communication and Information Technology Minister Prithvi Subbagurung emphasized on choosing the leadership of the government-owned communication media through an open competition to make the public service broadcaster more capable and competitive. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Pogril says the government is ready for tangible interventions for the advancement of national economy. At the 26th Annual General Meeting of Society for Economic Journalists, Nepal, held today, Finance Minister Pogril said the government was effortful to improve the country's economy through policy and operational interventions. He further shared that government was seeking recommendation from all sectors to boost national economy. The finance minister also called the private sector to adopt proactive approach towards maintaining the national goal of development and prosperity. Chairperson of CPN Maui Center, Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, says leadership cannot be simply handed as a gift. Addressing a press meet organized by the Press Center Baki in Nepalganj today, Leader Dahal stated that his party believes in the production of leaders through a system and practices it accordingly. He also claimed that his party will remain united, dismissing rumors of a possible split. This news comes to you from Reading. Well, now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tehi line majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Chitwan National Park has arrested 34 persons who went at large for allegedly involved in rhino poaching. This is so far the biggest red poachers allegedly involved in poaching of one horned rhino in a year. Chief Conservation Officer Dil Bahadur Purjapun said those accused of killing two rhinos at a trap were arrested within 9 days. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Israel's military has announced that its troops have recovered the bodies of 6 captives, including a dual U.S. national from a tunnel in southern Gaza. Al Jazeera cited the military on Sunday as saying their remains were recovered from an underground tunnel in the Rafah area and returned to Israel where they were formally identified. It is said that the captives were killed not long before their bodies were recovered. Meanwhile, a humanitarian pause for 3 consecutive days has been agreed between Israel and Hamas for the polio vaccination campaign lasting between 6 a.m. and 3 p.m. local time. The campaign aims to vaccinate 640,000 Palestinian children against the disease. It comes amid a war that has destroyed the region's healthcare system and caused massive damage to water and sanitation systems. Ukraine has launched a wave of overnight drone attacks on Russia, causing fires at 2 Russian energy facilities. The BBC cited Russia's defense ministry as saying more than 158 Ukrainian drones targeted 15 regions of the country, including the capital Moscow. The Russian military claimed that these drones were intercepted and destroyed. The city's mayor said as a result of the attack, a fire has broken out at an oil refinery in Moscow in a separate technical room. However, Ukraine has not commented on the claims, but Ukrainian forces have been stepping up long-range strikes into Russia over the past few months, launching scores of drones simultaneously at a strategic target several times a week. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of the Sudur Paschim province and at one or two places of Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Lumini province and Karnali province. And very heavy rainfall is likely to occur at one or two places of Sudur Paschim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Office of the Prime Minister directs Health Ministry to operate OPD services in government hospitals on public holidays as well. Government decides to accept grant assistance amounting to 5.13 billion rupees from various donor agencies and countries. Parliamentary Committee endorses Public Service Broadcasting Bill designed to merge Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. And Israel recovers bodies of 6 captives held in Gaza. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.